Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Edward, good morning. Happy Tuesday.
Ooh, they usually end with the Edward.
No, Edward, happy Tuesday. Listen.
Here it is. Even if it's fake, I kind of need it.
My throat is tired after weekend one of tour. And so I feel a little of the challenge to get my voice up to snuff.
Yeah. Okay. So there's a lot of real in that. The first, of course, is that you have from camp right now, just completely trashed, I would imagine.
Do you know what's so funny, Eddie, is I literally just a minute ago, right before we started, I thought, you know what? It feels like I just left a lock-in because I just got home off the bus from the first weekend. I feel like I just left a lock-in.
Camp tired, lock-in tired. Lock-in tired is like that thing where you're like, I'm awake, but I'm watching my whole life on TV.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
I am fully not present in this episode of Eddie Vision right now.
Sure. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So, but then also the real, other real part of it is like, how's your voice doing? Because you talked about that on the show.
Yeah. Like, so we've been doing three or four different things every day to some things that friends recommend, some things that other people in the industry recommend, some things that my doctor recommended, to try to keep it healthy. And it seems to be going fine. I mean, I'm really thoughtful about it. You will love this, Eddie. Yeah. On Sunday when we were in Birmingham, because we were at a church, the show was at a church that night at Mountaintop Church. We couldn't load in until after lunch, right? Because they have church. So you can't like set up on their stage while they're having church.
Right.
Yeah, and so Sundays on church events are always late load ins. Well, most mornings we are up and in the church by 9, right? Well, now we can't be in the church till 12 or 12:30. So it means we get to sleep.
I would have loved for you to have tried to load in.
Oh gosh.
Just
can you imagine?
In the middle of collecting tithe.
Like, oh my gosh,
can we get a quick check on Annie's wall?
Put up that LED wall. Can we put up that LED wall real quick? Right.
Is that gonna distract? No, you go ahead.
No, you go ahead. We'll just go ahead and pass the bowls. Yeah. Bowls. What? Saturday night, our tour manager and my tour assistant staff member Ashley, who you know, and the promoter rep who's out with us, all three of them were like, tomorrow morning, you need to stay in your bunk and not talk until like 10 o'clock. And I was like, what? That is so long and so lonely. Don't make me stay in my bunk until 10 o'clock.
Yeah. You're like, no problem. I'll just record a couple of podcasts.
Call people. I'll just lay in my bunk and call people. So at 10 o'clock, I was like up like a pup and like just pinging around. But I did. So we're doing things like that where like no one will talk to me until... Yes. My voice is rested enough and, you know, steaming and drinking hot teas and all the things. Yeah,
right. So between that and camp, is it like good tired? Like, as wonderful as it seemed in pictures?
Eddie, I mean, if let's pretend we're not recording for a second, even though we are, it's magical.
It is
unbelievable. Yeah. This show is so fun. Every night is totally different because it's a different guest every night. So shows are the same at all. And it is. Yeah, it's awesome.
Pardon me for not knowing this. Lady A anticipated to, like, was that promoted to show up or was that a surprise?
So the week before the tour started, so a week and a half ago now, we released all the guests for all 12 shows. So yes,
people I remember that.
Knew. Yeah, the lady was coming.
I forgot it that I didn't see them. I must have missed that in social because I was like, "Wow, that is a big surprise for the Nashville crowd."
Yeah,
but they knew. They knew awesome. A week out that was happening.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
Okay, I felt like I was tracking with the event in real time because I would get
tagged frequently,
but in different sections of it.
Because people kept showing up as you told them to at the VIP with Mickey ears or Winnie the Pooh t-shirts of my team was saying, tell me why people are showing up with Disney stuff. Like, do we know, do they know something we don't know?
Because
and I was like, it's Eddie. It's absolutely Eddie.
Because I said one-off comment in the middle of a big, long rant that we were both dancing in about Winnie the Pooh, that they would get 0% off the merch table if they wore Mickey stuff.
Yes.
And Winnie the Pooh stuff. And apparently they wanted that 0% off.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's been hilarious. It's been great how many people at the VIP is really when I only get to talk. I get to talk to, there's 100 VIP every night. And so I talk to all 100 of them. Like when we're taking a picture, and it's been so fun how many people have talked about Annie and Eddie and how many people have worn Disney hilarity. And I mean, it's just been awesome.
It's very fun. Yeah. So anyhow, I didn't mean to bring it back to me, but it has been fun. Like I'm tracking. I'm like, oh, okay. It must be meet and greet time.
Right. Yeah. Now. Yeah. That's right. We're the same. The best part of the store is every night is the exact same time. So whatever time zone we're in, show starts at 7:30, which is great. So.
Oh, I see. I understand. Yes, 7:30 that time.
Right, right.
There is nothing that's going to derail me faster than talking time zones.
Oh, so yeah. Sorry.
I'm like, hold on, 7:30?
That's right.
So you're starting the show at 4:30 in California?
No.
Why would you?
Whatever city we're in, it's 7:30 in that city. So we always have to think about is where, I mean, I have to be somewhere. My first thing is at 4 every day. I mean, besides like, hey, do you want to work out? Or hey, do you want to go on a walk? Or do you want to eat lunch together? Whatever. And
yeah.
And but like when I have to like be, I keep saying when I have to be a person, like when I have to like be ready, have the start of my show clothes on, start of my show makeup on, all that is at 4. And so then from 4 until 11, my day is booked.
Oh, does it feel so good to get rid of that show clothes on makeup at the end of the whole thing? Not that you're like wanting to be done with the experience, but that's a lot of like you're bound in.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yes, correct. I am. Yes, it feels great. I mean, by the end, well, the other interesting thing maybe to you, I don't know, Eddie, is I don't eat dinner before the show. So I eat dinner. So I literally come off stage. I talk to any family friends that are there. And then I change and I wash my face if I want to. And then I go sit on the bus, usually by myself for 10 minutes and eat dinner that's waiting there for me while everyone else is finishing up their parts.
Right. There's a moment where the adrenaline starts to recede.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, I've seen people. And then all of a sudden, because I've had that, I can't eat either before I do anything of significance.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It'll just make me sick
lunch,
up there.
I eat lunch and then I eat again at about 10, which is not great for a life, but it is fine for a tour.
But somewhere at around 9:50, you're like, whoa.
And then Mike Goodwin, usually the comedian that's out with us, Eddie, I go watch him every single night. I go out and watch him every single night.
I'm excited.
He absolutely kills me. But he usually is done packing up his merch pretty quick too. And so he and I'll sit on the bus and eat. And then slowly everybody kind of finishes their thing and gets their shower and gets on the bus with us. And then chaos ensues and it's a ruckus of a good time. We are laughing a lot. That's probably my other throat's problem is I'm laughing until wee hours.
Yeah, that's the best reason though. Annie, exactly. I'm so glad it went well. Yeah. I mean, it's like no hitches, no big technical things.
I mean,
like,
of course, there are a couple of hitches and there's a couple of things we get to fix before we go back. We leave again to this. Everyone's hearing this on Tuesday. We leave again. This is fake Tuesday because of our calendars. We leave again tonight, like Tuesday night. And started again. And I'm like, I cannot believe we get to do it again. I like cannot believe we get to do it again. And then again for the third weekend. Like I am.
Oh, you're really, it's a lot of camp.
Yeah.
It's a lot of camp. In the very best way.
Yeah.
All the best ways of camp.
That's right. And everybody, the weekend one had us all realize how much we like each other as a team, the 10 of us, and that are traveling together. And that makes it incredibly fun to be like, oh, I get to be with these exact people. And like this coming weekend when we do Kansas City and then three stops in Texas, we don't have anyone extra with us from any of our teams. And so it's literally the 10 of us for the whole weekend. And so that it's summer camp, man. It's absolutely summer camp.
One of the 10 on your team, though, did DM me on Slack and say that she is not happy. So I'm just telling you.
There's only two other she's out of 10.
Uh-oh.
But
I can't
Ashley
tell you who it is.
Maybe unhappy. Oh, she's working not, so hard. I need you to know, we have a cutout Tanny Annie, and this time we have a cutout Tiny Annie, too. We have two cutouts you can take pictures with. And Ashley's job is to put them away every night. And Tanny Annie sleeps on a bunk, and Tiny Annie stands in the shower on the bus and scares people every time they walk by.
Oh, God. I would scream. I would fall to my knees. Somebody, this brings me back. Elementary school, spending the night at a friend's house, had a cutout Michael Jordan and woke up in the middle of the night for some reason.
Totally.
And cut out Michael Jordan was in the corner, and I remember screaming and like falling to my knees in fear. Like, yes. Like, first of all, learning about myself that if I'm ever, you know, in a situation, I'm not going to fight. I'm going to scream and fall to my knees.
Right.
That's what happens when my brave alarm goes off.
Or fall to your knees. Those have always been the three options.
Or flight, or just completely deflate.
Or crumble. Yeah.
Just crumble.
Yeah. How was y'all's week? What y'all been up to?
Oh, Annie, here's what we've been doing. So first of all, apologies. People don't know this, but this is the very rare occurrence. And I say this not out of pride, but out of total just embarrassment, where you text me and you're like, hey, are we recording? And you
were
so nice about it.
Earlier than usual, to be fair.
Are we? We are. But usually I'm like fairly, you know, give or take a few minutes. But we are at a friend's house for the next 3 weeks. And we are staying at another house in Gainesville that has this like beautiful house, big pool, like big playroom, just super fun. They're gone. They're at a wedding. And so we're staying at their house and just basically in a Gainesville vacation, so that while Brianna is studying all day and I'm working all day, even Lucy just have more to do. That's like independent time. They have another dog, another lab.
His oh, that's awesome.
If that gives you any indication about the size of Moose, he is named Moose. He is a brown
lab. Is he massive?
He is.
Are they like riding him? Is he that big?
They have not realized they could, but certainly that could happen and they would be thrown off. They have hoverboards. Do you know what these hoverboards are?
Yes, of course. Like, yeah. They have them? Your daughters have hoverboards?
No, the other kids that live here. So they have like hoverboards for 3 weeks. So they're just like rolling around and these things. Anyhow.
I think hoverboards are very cool, but I think their naming is deceptive.
Right, because we all saw Back to the Future.
I grew up thinking were hoverboards were Michael J. Fox on Back to the Future.
Literally, precisely. There's nothing more precise that you've ever said in your life. We will wait to use the word hoverboard until that exists.
Right. That feels true to me, because all these kids are like, I'm getting a hoverboard. And I'm like, no, you're getting a thing that you put your feet on that when you roll, when you lean forward, the wheels move you forward. You have a scooter without handles.
The promise of the 80s is still alive in a whole generation of us that knows what a hoverboard is supposed to be. Even Lucy, they have no idea. They've never seen Back to the Future. But if they did, they would all of a sudden look down at their feet and realize this thing I'm rolling on is at best a balanced skateboard.
It's a balanced skateboard. That's a great way to put it, Eddie. That's exactly right. It's a balanced skateboard.
But we know what a hoverboard is supposed to be. Yeah. Anyhow, so we've been staying there. So weekend has been good. But also, I don't sleep at new places very well, and so I am in full crazy not sleep mode.
Oh no. What?
I will settle in after a few days, but I have gotten no sleep. And so this morning, I'm like, I woke up. This is as fresh as I've ever recorded. I still have to do I need more coffee. You know, like, oh, I got up like 20 minutes ago and was like, I have a new recording setup. So people may catch that it sounds like slightly different. I have like a different mic in a different room, but I'm sitting right now in one of the little girls' rooms because it's the smallest, least echoey room. And so I am sitting at a all mirrored desk with a gigantic mirrored mirror in front of me.
I love
on
this.
A pink puffy. I will just send you a picture on a pink puffy. Like little, I guess it's a seat, but it's much softer and furrier than a seat in an all pink room. I'm just sitting here,
Eddie,
with my knees almost to my ears because I think it's a seat designed for, I would say, a 7-year-old.
Oh my gosh, but you're like up close with that microphone.
I'm like, good morning, Annie. So it's like that ASMR.
We have had such a morning. You are just waking up. I just got off the bus. I like got off the bus, came home, took a shower, put a load of laundry in, and hit start.
Oh, you did. So you have, how much time have you slept from yesterday's sleep when you should have gone to bed?
I, like
morning?
5 hours. It wasn't bad.
Okay. So you,
because I
be
can
able
sleep
to survive
really great
today.
On a bus. And so once we, and I, this won't surprise you at all because you know my personality so well, Eddie, but I make a lot of announcements in that I am going to bed in 4 minutes. I have to leave and go over here in 7 minutes. Like I make announcements to make everyone else hold me accountable. And so the, last night on the bus, I was like, I have to go to bed in 3 minutes. And I was still sitting there like 10 minutes later. And one of the guys was like, this isn't like a red light, but it's a yellow light. You need to go to bed. You said, I was like, you're right.
Annie.
So I went to bed.
I'm not going to, I have, yes, I was going to say, I'm not going to make this about me, which is a preface that means I'm making this about me. So here I go.
Eddie, this is what we do when we talk to each other.
I know. But I've been doing a lot of reading and learning about ego. And so I'm like in this moment of trying to like catch it all the time and trying to figure out what is.
That sounds terrible.
It is, Annie. Yeah, it sure is. But it's helpful and I'm learning a lot.
Sure.
But hold on, I have to reposition. This chair is not doing a man of my stature any favors. Okay, that's slightly better. Okay, it reminded me of making announcements on the bus. So I would say one of the greatest moments of my entertainment life was high school. We were on high school chorus, no big deal. I mean, come
right.
on. Pretty beautiful voice.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
We were on.
You and I have discussed this. I was an alto. You were a tenor, correct?
Yep.
Yeah.
And so we're in Boston doing one of those like chorus trips. I'm in Boston and we're on one of those tour buses. And I am like chatting up with the bus driver, making friends. And at some point, I get the microphone.
Oh,
and
Eddie.
I did 30 minutes of pure crowd work. Hey, everybody, if you want to look out the right side of your window, you're going to see that guy. Now, let's talk about that guy for a little. And I mean, it was pure crowd work. Like it was just comedy, joking, up and down. And I just remember thinking.
16-year-old Eddie is just running the show.
And it's all for the purpose of jokes. There's no like, hey, I also need to give you these announcements. It is purely like, hey, we're all kind of bored. We're a little bit nervous. We're all wearing, I think, tuxedos on the way to a thing.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
yeah,
we're about
to
sing and dance, which at the time you're like, this is the most important thing in the world right now
that
we really nail this number.
Yes, yes, totally. Right?
And so I feel that and I want to dissolve that tension in myself. And so I get that microphone and I just remember driving through Boston, just pointing things out outside, buildings, fake facts, riffing on the teacher.
Oh, you were like making stuff up.
Oh, yeah. I was like doing like improv stand-ups. And I still, I think of that memory. I think, was that the happiest I've ever been? I don't think so. Because I really have enjoyed marriage and
was
children.
That the
and
the happiest I've ever been? Eddie, that's why you would love touring. Because like my VIP at the time with those 100 people, they ask me questions. They write them down. And I just go through and answer them. So I'm doing crowd work for 25 minutes. Based
Q&A
on their questions.
The
I got to tell you the one from last night that you'll be most proud
of. Give it to me. Oh, yeah, yeah. Give me him.
Is a guy. I flipped the card over. His name, I'm going to make up a name for his safety and security. His name's Justin. And he says.
Oh, I know Justin.
And Justin says, his question is, if you had to create, what are your top five must-have ingredients on a taco bar?
Great question.
And
Justin,
I look, I say, Justin, where are you? And he says, here. I say, well, are you married? He says, yeah. And I said, well, too bad, because I was about to propose to you. Because that is the perfect of all questions. And Eddie, the crowd loved it. Loved it that I offered to propose to Justin over his question. But his wife was literally beside him.
Right. And they're both loving that joke, too.
Oh, yeah,
they love
it.
That is the purest of all
so.
Pure jokes.
Yes.
But that hits on every, not to over dissect a joke, but. It's perfect for a number of reasons. One, that a taco would bring, that would engender that kind of passion.
That's right. That's right.
Two,
that's right.
That it's that specific taco question, like the ingredients. And three, you're flipping the script of what they would expect, which is that Justin would propose to you.
That's right.
It's
that's right.
A,
and we're
it's a
all
great
I
joke
would have
in a
to
moment.
Hear is one question about a taco bar, and I would immediately offer my hand in marriage.
No, it's a lovely joke.
Thank you.
I enjoy that a great.
So that's what I get to do every night is before the show is do like, 30 minutes of crowd work like that.
Do you need to know what the five toppings are though?
Oh, well, you tell me first.
Okay. I'm going to say that special white crumbly cheese that you only get at really good Mexican places.
Cojita. Is that it?
C-O-J-I-T-A.
That's the spelling. I don't know.
It's going to be that cheese. It's going to be a great hot sauce. I need a good hot sauce, a nice shredded lettuce. I want a good, crisp, nice, tingly. You really don't like my answer. I can feel you not liking
what?
My answer.
No, I'm picturing it. I was thinking about the hot. I was thinking about the hot sauce, and I didn't want to interrupt. But what I really wanted to ask is, do you mean like a Cholula sauce? Like Cholula? Is that right?
No. This is a great question. I'm talking about like your classic. Like it would be in a bottle on the table.
Got it. Okay, so you're not talking about a jalapeno salsa. You're talking about a sauce that you shake. Like a like a packet of the fire from Taco Bell.
Correct. Exactly.
Okay.
That you said that makes me realize you're not a big hot saucer, but
no,
I understand
no, I'm not,
that you
I'm
understand
not, I'm
that.
Not. That's why why I got quiet as I was picturing it. So let me say again, you want that white crumbly cheese. You want a hot sauce in a shaker kind of bottle. You want really crisp lettuce.
Pre-cut lettuce, like a
tiny cut lettuce.
Right, like a nice vegetable texture to it.
Yeah, that's right. That's three.
I think I'm gonna want a bit of guacamole.
Interesting. I can't wait to tell you my answer. Okay.
And the fifth one, and this is really a difficult one, and that's why it's hard to find a great taco. I'm gonna want that restaurant's fancy sauce. You know how like some restaurants put like this like little white sauce or something in there and you don't know what it is?
Right.
If somebody puts that in a taco, to me, I'm like, you could just put my blackened chicken and that fancy sauce in there and I'm 100% good to go. So I'm going to want a fancy sauce. In lieu of fancy sauce, I'll take a little sour cream. But to me, a sour cream is like, hey, we didn't have time to make fancy sauce today.
That's right. Okay.
So that's where I'm at. Tell me your taco.
So I led with ground beef, which may be a problem because that may be implied. I know. Because we didn't say tortillas. We didn't say. And so I regret that. You actually did the right thing because you said toppings, which is actually the question he was asking, but I led with ground beef, which was embarrassing. And then I said shredded cheese, but not from a bag. You have to shred it fresh.
That's really true though.
Tomatoes, because we're trying to be healthy. And then I said, I can't remember number four, but number five, I said guacamole and the crowd went nuts. And then I retracted and said, I actually don't want guacamole. I like slices of avocado.
Yeah, I understand why they would recoil at that, but I'm totally with you.
Yeah.
Because guacamole has its own full, huge flavor profile.
That's
sometimes
right.
You don't need all that. Sometimes you want the avocado part of that
That's
profile.
That's right. That's exactly right. And so those were my five. I can't believe I don't remember the fourth one. I'm sorry. I don't recall what it is.
Well, let me just say this. Justin, will you marry me? Because that was a fine question, and now I am ready for a taco.
It's Taco Tuesday, so let's do that.
It's Taco Tuesday.
Hey, friends, just interrupting the show to tell you about our friends over at Ritual. We deserve to know what we're putting in our bodies and why, especially when it comes to something we take every day. Ritual's clean, vegan-friendly multivitamin is formulated with high-quality nutrients in its biodegradable forms, and your body can actually, use those. You won't find sugars or GMOs or major allergens, but the fresh taste and the delayed release capsule design make taking these vitamins really easy.
Yeah, Ritual is really the multivitamin reimagined. And if you think about it, multivitamins have been the same thing for so long. And then Ritual comes along and really changes it because they have all of their stuff. It's made traceable. You know what nutrients you're taking, you know where they come from, and thanks to their one-of-kind, visible supply chain, you just feel really good about what you're putting in your body. And then not only that, not only is the actual supplement, changed, but it is also that, it's shipped to you really consistently. It's really thoughtfully done. Their customer service is fantastic. I mean, the whole experience from multivitamin to customer support is just a completely different thing. I love Ritual. Yes. We are fans in our household.
I love him. I'm a fan in this household too. So friends, get key nutrients that you need. Ritual is offering our listeners 10% off during your first 3 months. Just visit ritual.com/keeptalking to start your ritual today. Mm-hmm. And friends, you know, we love telling you about BetterHelp. Eddie and I love counseling. We believe in it big time. And just when you're thinking about your own life, what is it that's interfering? With your happiness, with you meeting your goals, with you wanting to achieve things? I mean, BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. You can connect in a safe and private online environment. And it's not a self-help line. It's not a crisis hotline, but it is professional counseling where you can start communicating within 24 hours and send a message to your counselor at any time.
Yeah. And sort of like we were talking about before, everything from beginning to end has been reimagined. So from the beginning, when you want to find a therapist, you can find a great therapeutic match, and they've made it free and easy to do that, easy to change counselors. And then once you're in counseling, it's so convenient to be able to communicate with your counselor. There's a broad range of expertises available. Expertises? That's definitely
Yeah, sure. I think that's right.
expertise available. Just like,
will you ask your better help counselor, which is true, Eddie, when you next to your appointment?
I'm pretty sure she will say expertise. But these counselors just really are like experts in a number of different areas, areas that we all struggle with at some point in our life. And then on top of it, it is convenient and professional and affordable. So the entire BetterHelp experience is reimagined. And at the end of the day, you get great therapy.
Yeah. We want you to start living a healthier life today. So as a friend of our show, you get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/keeptalking. Join over a million people who've taken charge of their mental health. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/keeptalking.
Okay, Annie, we got 8 minutes. We got big life updates. You want to do it?
Yeah. Okay, I think I'm going to cry. Are you going to cry?
Maybe, but I'm so tired. Also, okay. I am very allergy-ish right now. So if in the middle of you talking, you hear me just honking.
Okay.
That's me. Yeah. I'm a real catch.
You haven't honked so far.
I haven't honked so far, but it is deep. It is coming up. I don't need to do this. Why all the medical history on the show?
No, you could keep going though if you need to.
No, everybody knows I have my little allergy things in the morning that I got to get rid of. And this morning, everything was so messed up. Okay, so let me preface. You want me to start and then
sure.
You keep going?
Yeah.
Okay, because I do not like anticipation. I don't like surprises. Yeah. So little announcement about the show. It is important for people to know that we made the call that we are going to stop doing the weekly Tuesday, Friday, AE Keep Talking starting July 25th. So
June
we've done
25th. You need to say that again.
June 25th. Yeah, July 25th. What a time to mess up. June 25th. And so that's end of next week. And like, that's the punchline of it. There's no more coming. Everybody's okay. There's nothing else like happening, but there are reasons why that we'll talk about, but just felt like this is very rarely do we break the fourth wall and talk to each other. But now I'm talking to you, the person that's listening, just knowing that like that is coming. We have both had a big long conversation about this, and probably to start that conversation is New York Times bestselling author Annie F. Downs.
Yeah. I mean, it is very sad. And I mean, you and I love doing the show. That has not changed. Mm-hmm. There is no relational reason that we are going to stop doing the show. It is a time problem, a scheduling problem, a bandwidth problem. We started the show a year and a half ago in a time when you and I really needed it and had a lot of time for it. And as this year has continued on, our lives don't have as much time that is the same that is free anymore. And so it has, maybe 2 months ago, we started having the conversation of how long does this thing go and how long do we keep making this show that we both love, but don't have enough time for anymore. Is that fair?
Yeah. Yeah. I think, it's totally fair. The only thing you hear me is like, I think we actually started chatting about it in March, which I don't mean to be nitpicky on details, but that's how long it's been like, boy, life is really coming at us, huh? How are we going to, how do we want to do this moving forward? What's it look like after the summer?
Yeah.
And I think that what's important to note about it is like, sometimes this is just my personality. Sometimes when I hear these kinds of things, I'm curious what the actual story is. Like, I'm like, okay, so this is the agreed upon talking points that they're feeding me in order that's the whole story.
That's the whole story.
There is no,
it's the whole story, but it was not easy. we had hard conversations. We had, I had a lot of feelings. You had a lot of feelings. It has been really hard to decide what to do going forward with the show that we both love. But I think our friends on the other side trust us enough that to know that we're not making something up. And on either side, there's not something worse that we're not telling you. And there's not a surprise coming that we're not telling you. We literally believe that even good things can have a really beautiful ending point. And for Annie and Eddie Keep Talking, that's next Friday.
Yeah. And there was nothing contractual. There's just nothing other than purely like, it is time to free up this time. And I think that what's this has been an interesting time for you and I, because this is the first time this has been a bit of a, sorry to restart, but
honestly, before we start recording, what I wanted to say to you is like, let's just really say, right. I mean, we are really saying, but I don't want you to feel like you have to edit yourself on what you're about to say.
Yeah. I was going to make a joke because that's my default, but let's just move forward. We're not on the bus in Boston. We're chatting.
Right.
It's been an interesting season because you and I have had to kind of dance together in this behind the scenes a bit. Like there hasn't been full agreement, but not in a way that I would even say it's disagreement. It's just like, we've just been on different pages on what we can, I think, give our time to at this point in our life.
Yeah.
But I'm happy that I feel like we've been able to get to a place where I'm like, when we hit stop recording next Friday, I will have felt like very proud and very complete in this.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Like I've appreciated the fact
that means a lot to hear you say that, Eddie.
Yeah. It's like, it's good to be done. And I'm also like personally, like I'm going to kind of, I have been public for over a decade. I mean, I started as a pastor of a big church in an area where I was like windblown by the amount of people that all of a sudden, I remember my first day working at church, I went to buy beer and ice cream that night on the way home, which was just a huge health indicator. And I remember getting recognized by someone I didn't know that was in the congregation, because of course there's 4,000 people in a congregation that I'm introducing myself to every week, and no one's introducing themselves to me every week. I mean, some people are, but not all 4,000.
Right.
And that was 2010, right before 2010.
Okay.
And from that time until today, like I've been, you know, I was on Relevant not long after that, and I've just been like public for a long time.
Yeah.
And for me, I'm very sad about ending this show. I'm very sad about, like, I like this. This has been the most fun podcast I've ever been a part of, but I'm very looking forward to just being not public for a good period of time, which I know may not feel satisfying to some people to hear, but is very satisfying for me to feel, because I just need that. I just need things to get, I don't know. I need to just not be public. I don't know why. But that has been the strongest two feelings I've felt after you and I having the initial conversation about this was like, I am bummed to end this show. I am not doing another thing. Like I, for a while, like I'm happy to not be public. So like last week when you asked me about like stand-up, like the real answer was like, kinda, except I'm just not going to get on a stage for a while. Like who am I if I'm not that person? And is that okay? So that's where I've been. That's what I've been thinking a lot since it.
Yeah. Well,
that's just me. That's just where I've been at.
That sounds really good. And I agree with what you're saying for you. I think that sounds like what you really want. And so, I'm with you. I'm a little out of words because I'm also trying to control my emotions a little bit, knowing that I made this decision as much as anybody else did, right? Like this is part of my journey that you and I to get here was us both figuring out what we needed in the next season. And so, So I don't know what else to say. Is it what I honestly, I don't know what else to say. Also, I'm sad and grateful and okay.
Yeah. Can we zoom out for a second and just say of all of the mornings, I just got up after having not slept for the majority of a weekend and you just got back from camp and this is the morning that we do this. Oh my gosh.
But also I think that's important to say, Eddie, because for our friends listening, we worked as hard figuring out when to tell y'all as we almost as hard as we worked out figuring out how and when to keep the show going. Because we didn't want to bamboozle everyone listening and be like, today's our last show of the show that you have come to connect with and feel like is part of your weekly rhythms, particularly during quarantine and COVID. And yet we also didn't want you for an entire month to be grieving the end of this thing. We just wanted you to have enough information to know this thing that you are a part of, this community that you love and this show that you love is ending soon. Mm-hmm. And so this felt like we had to do it today because this is 2 weeks where you and I have time to record and 2 weeks of people to hear and be prepared, you know, that their rhythms of their life. I mean, this isn't going to massively change anybody's life except yours and mine, but the rhythms will be different. People will stop listening to a thing that they've listened to twice a week.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Housekeeping things. The feed will stay up. If that's not like a promise forever and ever, but there's no intent right now to like pull the shows down. So we'll have all the old shows that are there, including all of the quarantine shows. So that's well over 100 something. I don't know how many it is total, but it's a bunch of shows.
Yep.
So that will all be there, which I will go back and at some point listen to, which will be fun because I only heard them from one perspective, which was, you know, trying to make Justin happy.
Right. This.
Trying to find love. we joke or cry. So that sounds fun. And the network is stronger than ever. And I know that, like, no one asked me to say that. There's no PR spin on this, but like there will continue to be great shows. You know, your show will continue to happen. Mm-hmm. And I mean, you and I both know there's no way we're going to go like years without doing something.
No. Oh my gosh. Publicly no. Embarrassing. I mean, you're the last show of the pot of That Sounds Fun every year. So no, this is, and I want people to know that that's coming because I want you to really believe that Eddie and I are fine. Eddie's family and I are fine. There's not a personal reason here. This is a time thing for me.
You did not return the library book as we talked about before.
You know what? You're right. Your daughter created a personal library book. And you know what I'm going to tell her now? I'm going to tell Luce now that I mailed it to your old home and you're staying somewhere new. So.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure she won't see right through that lie and demolish you in 5 seconds. But yeah, sure. I'd love to see you try that. Okay, so listen, let's be done for today. Yeah. And then we'll be back. My plan for the next 3 shows is to stuff and compartmentalize.
Okay, me too.
Great.
We're going to make 3 very normal shows.
Until the last 5 minutes of the last show. And then I'm going to unstuff, uncompartmentalize, and then stop recording.
That's going to get wild. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. Do I bring my counselor on for that? Do we do it in real
time?
Oh, man. I'm not sure how it works.
Next level better help.
Oh, we just do a live better help.
Yeah, that's it. Oh, my gosh. That's really funny.
Sometimes I have to keep talking. Can you tell me why? When there's silence, I feel sad. I feel alone.
That's right. Okay. That feels
the end. Let's be done.
That feels good. Okay. All right, friends. Go wash your hands, and we'll see you back here on Friday.
Bye, buddies.